the college bound might want to consider studying software development. The Labor Department has done the math. It predicts there will be 1.4 million computing jobs available in 2020, but only 400,000 computer science grads from U.S. universities to fill those jobs. Bill Rice of Here Now contributing station WCPN in Cleveland says tech entrepreneurs see the opportunity.
In this bare-bones classroom in Akron, just tables, chairs, and computers, a half dozen students at the Software Craftsmanship Guild are learning to build a web application. Rebecca Pollard is at the computer working out a new algorithm with her project partner.
Well, this is a little dated, but I think it's still okay.
Yeah, it should work.
Pollard, who is 47, came here from Buffalo to take this 12-week boot camp course in computer coding. She's a former high school teacher who decided it was time for a career change.
This was something I'd wanted to do for quite some time. So I researched my options and landed at the Software Craftsmanship Guild.
It's been a grueling 12 weeks, she says. Class every day from 9 to 4, then another 5 or 6 hours of project work each night. With just a week to go before completing the course, she says it was well worth the $10,000 tuition plus room and board. She's already got a job lined up.
I have a job at Foundation Software in Strongsville, Ohio, and I'm really looking forward to working with them. It's a great company.
Software Craftsmanship Guild has been up and running for about a year. It's a private company, and similar boot camps have been opening around the country at a rapid clip.
The coding boot camp space is actually kind of exploding right now. They started out in San Francisco.
That's Eric Wise, founder and CEO of the Guild, as he often refers to his company.
A lot of these East Coast, Silicon Valley, West Coast kind of things, they're teaching a language called Ruby, which is a pretty hot language for startups. We went the other way. We teach C-sharp and Java, which are more established traditional enterprise languages. The Fortune 500 companies and stuff are all running C-sharp and Java.
Wise says the idea to launch his own boot camp came to him when he was a software development manager at a local insurance company. Software development professionals were in short supply, he says, so in a fit of frustration, he picked a couple of people from the company's call center with no formal computer training and taught them to code himself. Once he saw it was possible, he decided to make a business of it. Most of the students in Wise's course are in their 20s and have college degrees, just not in high-demand fields. Lauren George graduated from the University of Virginia.
I knew that I didn't want to go into education or research. And if you have a history degree, there's very little else out there for you.
Daniel Sass came out of the University of Akron. His degree?
Economics, political science, and philosophy.
A very interesting 4 years of study, Sass says, but he just couldn't market it.
And so I ended up just being directionless and just sort of not knowing what to do next.
With all the jobs in software development, why aren't universities turning out more graduates ready to take them? We put that question to Rajiv Ramnath. He teaches computer science at Ohio State University.
We really have a capacity issue. Our classes are full and have been for the last, 12 years. Our enrollments have constantly been increasing. Our faculty sizes haven't been growing. You know, just from that perspective, we are unable to turn out enough.
And to be sure, software coding isn't for everybody. Eric Wise says the Software Craftsmanship Guild screens rigorously for aptitude and rejects over half its applicants. But some, who had never aspired to a career in technology, are discovering they have the aptitude and the mettle for coding, at least enough to learn the basics for an entry-level job. For Here and Now, I'm Bill Rice in Akron, Ohio.
You know, Robin, we spoke recently with Bill Nye, the science guy, and he was talking about this very issue. How do you get more people to go not just into computer science, but all science and math fields? He said, spend more money on NASA. Inspire them with something just the way that we did back in the 60s.
Well, that's going to be a reversal of the way the country's been going, so that'll be interesting.